I came across an old photograph this evening just before coming to church, where a group of us young fellows were together in the Baptist church. I was about 17 or 18 years old, just been saved. And there's the picture of a young fellow. He has his eyes closed. I guess it was a flashlight picture. And as I looked at him, I thought, oh dear, Adolf, that was his name. He was a little younger than I. And just about that time, the Holy Ghost came upon me and made me go to his house and plead with him to give his heart to God. I didn't know why the Lord did that, but it just played with me. I couldn't stay home. I had to go and talk to Adolf. He was such a nice young fellow, intelligent, good looking. The girls ran after him. What more did he want? I was pleading with him to give his heart to God and get right with God. Oh, he was Sunday school boy, yes. But I knew he wasn't born again. And I'm so glad when I saw that picture, I was so glad that I did that, because a few weeks later he was dead. It was strange. Sunday school, he was always late. Church, he was always late. That didn't matter. But when they had a picnic and they had an outing, his shop, he worked for the Western Electric Company in Chicago, and they chartered a few boats to take them across Lake Michigan. He was the first one there. He was about an hour ahead of time. He was in the bowels of the ship there, shaving himself or doing something, when the ship tipped over, and in 15 minutes' time, more than 800 people had lost their lives. I crossed the river just after it happened. I had no idea that Adolf was there until his sister called me and said, Adolf was on that ship. Strange, strange. He got there on time. He got there ahead of time. He couldn't go to meeting ahead of time. He didn't like meeting. He didn't like Sunday school. Oh, listen, Jesus Christ has a fire that'll make you passionately in love with Jesus.